What's good, world? It's your boy Mastermind Man, and this is the weekday drop. Listen, man, we got a lot to talk about. And before we begin to just jump on to this next incredible episode, be sure to check out the previous episode where I was talking about the PlayStation Showcase. Listen, this was a really good PlayStation Showcase. Check out that previous episode. Stop playing yourself. All right, man. Listen, man, we're going to get right to it. Man, that PlayStation Showcase. Be sure to follow me, Master23Man, all platforms, Twitter, IG, everywhere. Follow the gaming page on IG, MastermindRGTV, for sure. Twitch, Master23Man. We everywhere, man. Listen. Ooh, boy. God of War will be game of the year. I'm trying to tell y'all, man, this new God of War is dropping. Will be game of the year. Go look at the PlayStation Showcase for those that don't know what I'm talking about. But, man, we got some other stuff. Like, I was thinking about, we're just going to go down. I got a board over here. We're just going to go down and scope a couple of stuff. It's on the board, and then I'm going to give y'all my. Because I can just sit here and talk to you all day about the PlayStation Showcase over and over and over. Gran Turismo. Looks incredible. We got a campaign mode. You know what I'm saying? Dope. A real driving sim, like, come on, yo, dope. Then we got Xbox over here, got the airplane simulation game. Dope. You know what I'm saying? So listen, man, PlayStation did an incredible job. I was pumped to see God of War, Gran Turismo, man. When then they showed it was another game. See, it was another game that was like really like pretty dope, but just seeing God of War was like, man, rewatch that again. I've just forgot everything else they showed me because God of War was just one of those things. It was like, just go check that previous episode. But listen, man, Halo 5 is not coming to PC. Oh, man, rumors. That's not good, man, because, you know, before. They got this new operating system, Windows 11, coming out, and they're building it and basing it really off of like gaming. So they say we're gonna support gamers, we're gonna, you know, build an operating system towards gaming and all that, blase, blase, blase. One of the biggest Microsoft games won't be dropping on PC. That's a big mistake. I think if they drop it on PC, like I initially thought they was going to do anyway, drop it on PC, drop it on Xbox, older Xbox maybe for like simple team deathmatch or whatever, whatever, and crossplay these joints. Everyone that has new Halo 5, crossplay these joints. PC, you know what I'm saying? The Xbox, crossplay these joints. Let it drop for both platforms. And it's not coming to PC. I don't know, man. I don't like that. I'm not even a PC gamer, and not even Xbox. Just a fan of Halo, mostly. And it's like, yo, I don't like that. They need to see how this Halo gonna play on PC, especially when you're talking about crossplay. We're in a crossplay generation now. Crossplay that joint, drop it for PC. Moving on, man. I'm not gonna rant on this too long because this is another touchy subject. Nintendo finally adding Bluetooth capability to the Switch. Listen. Yeah, I know when I get into my Nintendo rants. It took Nintendo this long to add Bluetooth capability, a feature, to the Switch. Like, the Switch been out for so long and y'all just now adding this. Like, so you basically can hook up Bluetooth headset or whatever to your Switch. You know, other Bluetooth things, if you know what you're doing. But, just a software update. That, again, that shows you that, yo, Nintendo, why y'all holding back on the tech, bruh? Why y'all holding back? Like, you should have been had Bluetooth headsets and network capabilities that PlayStation and Xbox offer. You should have been had all of this stuff, yo, but why y'all holding back? So with a simple update, they're able to do that now. Pretty cool, finally. But, you know, I don't want to get too deep into it because I get into a Nintendo rant and it just, Nintendo, stop playing, man. This next console, and we don't want no Switch, the Switch Pro, but we know we're getting it anyway. But your next Nintendo next console need to come out the box, Bluetooth capability, no update, like Bluetooth capability right out the box. Better network experience, community, you know what I'm saying? A cross-play activity with the Switch. If you're going to sell so many Switch and then come out Switch Lite, then come out with Switch Pro, because remember the Switch Lite, you know, remind you, it can't play every game that's on the Switch. Remind you now. Then you got this Pro version or whatever that looks a little bit better. You're dropping all these Switches or whatever, and you're making good money off this console. Your next console that's not a Switch, the next ideal of Nintendo console, better have crossplay. Again, we are in a digital age of crossplay games. So with that being said, Nintendo, your next console better come with it. Because you're dropping the ball with, you dropped the ball. To me, honestly, they dropped the ball with the Lite. They dropped the ball with the Pro. This new Pro that's about to drop. Get ready to come out. No, we don't need that. We need a new Nintendo console. And it better have Bluetooth, something that simple, Bluetooth capability, fresh out the box. Nothing else. Moving on, man. We got Twisted Metal, man. Like a series, TV show series or whatever coming out. I don't really know how I feel about that one. Because Twisted Metal was like cool as a game. But, oh, man, y'all kind of pushing it now, man. Y'all got, whoa, now, try another PlayStation game. Not Twisted Metal, but okay. Whatever, cool, but I don't know. But man, and moving on, talking about this Battlefield, man. This Battlefield, what is this, 2042? Listen, man, don't be so mad at these folks for holding this game back. You know what I'm saying? You got to give them a little slack, man, because, you know, during the pandemic, you know, shit, there's a lot of people not in the office or whatnot. It's hard for them to work on this game. These guys are working on the game from their house, man. So you cut them a little slack, man, you know. But the game will be pushed back to what? I think I wrote it down right here. Yeah, I did. November the 19th. Not so bad. At least we're not getting, like, November the 19th, 2022, you know, like a whole year from now. We're not getting that. Just November. That's actually not that bad. But we may still get the beta for this month, you know what I'm saying, or next month. But if we don't, you know, give it to us at least before the game drops. But I'm not too mad about the whole pushback on it, you know what I'm saying? And hey, let them work out the kinks, man. Let them work out the kinks. If they got some type of glitchy errors or the guns are not shooting right, my character can't run, I got stuff happening around me, let them fix that shit out, man. Don't worry about it. Let them get that. Because they don't need bugs in their game when it's something is dropping. We don't need another Cyberpunk 2077. We don't need that, especially not on a Battlefield game. Let them keep November release date. Moving on. So Cold War will be, speaking of first person shooter, Cold War will be having a season 6. Now, in the previous episode, I think I was talking about, I'm not sure if they was going to have a season 6 or not. I think this was the last season. Well, something should have told you when you go at some settings on Cold War where you go look at your medals and all those things. Those settings, you go there, it has the season 1, season 2, you know, those. Yeah, those, you go there and it has a blank next to it, which is season 6. So it's like, oh, well, yeah, of course they're going to have another season. So season 6 is pumping out for the new Call of Duty. Be sure to get that when it drops. It's not out yet. But we're getting some new zombies, folks. Can't wait to see. Now, by this being season 6, I can't wait to see how they're going to cross the zombies into it and do it with the new Call of Duty that's coming out. The whole Call of Duty Vanguard or whatever. And they're saying the zombies is going to cross over to that. So season 6 should be some type of introduction. Or some type of nice little, I don't know. it's going to be some type of clues, some nice clues to how zombies is going to play out if the story is going to be continuing over to the next Call of Duty. So it's going to be pretty exciting to see when I want to see the season six and the whole season six reload. You know, they always do like a reload in the middle of a season or whatever. So if they do new zombies content, all of it at the beginning of season six and probably nothing at like season six reload, which they're probably not. And it's probably going to be something to where they drop something for season six and drop more for season six reload. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I can't wait to see where they're going to go with the zombies or whatnot, especially if it's crossing over. Like, because when I first heard that, I was like, oh, interesting. If I wasn't so sure about getting that Call of Duty, but if you're going to carry the zombies over, probably so now. Damn it, you got me again, Call of Duty. Call of Duty is one of those games to where, hate it or love it, man. It's quick to pick up, you know what I'm saying? And just a quick to pick up game to play. They got so many tons of things like game modes. That was one of the key things that always draw me to games is like, give me several options in a game, features and game modes or whatnot, especially when you like win prizes and something. Like, give me a reason to play, you know what I'm saying? Especially if it's something quick like that. Yeah, that's pretty dope, you know what I'm saying? So, hate it or love it, man. Call of Duty got so many, I can't even say cool modes, but bro, they got team deathmatch, kill confirmed, domination, face off. They do little stuff seasonal. Zombies got different modes, like campaign mode. They're bringing the campaign mode back to the next Call of Duty that's dropping. Like, so hate it or love Call of Duty, every year they're dropping pretty, I mean, hate it or love it, bro. I don't care if it's Ghost. I don't care what Call of Duty game it is. All of the Call of Duty games they did really good at was something like feature, like game modes. Now, I don't really think, like, hate or love any Call of Duty, bro. They had some pretty good game modes. And if they didn't have good game modes, they had several of game modes to play from. And I respect that, you know? So, yo, shit, I wasn't thinking about getting this Vanguard one because I didn't really like how the beta played, just a little bit. It was okay, but it was like kind of slow. But hey, it's a freaking beta. Well, alpha beta, but you know. But now knowing that zombies will be crossing over is one of those, ooh, perhaps I may get there now. And plus, they're bringing campaign. So that's pretty dope. And speaking of campaign, that's something else that I respect for that Call of Duty did. A couple Call of Duties before, they took the campaign off. You know what I'm saying? And now they brought the campaign back and they started bringing it back. Hey, man, even if we don't play the shit, I still appreciate these guys for bringing a campaign mode to a game, because campaign mode to me, man, is just one of those things. If you don't, let's say if you don't have no space on your hard drive, the first thing is going to probably start downloading. Well, now you can select what you want to download. But back in the day, it was just boom. And the first thing usually be done is the campaign mode. You know what I'm saying? So, shoot, what if those, the campaign mode is one of those games where you don't have to update your Call of Duty for real. You can play offline. Even if you don't have services, you can still have something to play, because I invested my money in this game and I still have something to play. And shoot, it's a storyline that just kind of gets you immersed, especially for like a first-person shooter. Oh, man, it's pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? So with those key things, it's like, oh, yeah, you know what? I take it. You know, that's my Call of Duty rant. I'm going to have to chop that one up into call it the Call of Duty rant by itself. Hey, Anchor, y'all be sure to follow me at the YouTube page, Mastermind RG TV. That's where we are now. And YouTube, y'all be sure to check out the Real Gamer Podcast. Type that in, Real Gamer, in all of your platforms, and boom, I come right up. That's what you call an intermission of a commercial almost. PlayStation 5 got an update. And listen, man, I haven't had a chance to get my hands on this update. I'm actually going to play this right after this podcast and check out a couple of things they did in the update. Let me see. Actually, let's look at something real fast. I think it was one of the SSD support they had for it. And it was something else that was pretty cool that I was like, oh, yeah, dope. I was waiting for that. Let's see. Follow me on Twitter, too, by the way, at Master23Man at Twitter. We get down at Twitter, you know what I'm saying? They're retweeting a bunch of stuff, pretty cool things. So one of the biggest features of this, the 3D audio support built in for TV speakers. That right there. That was the update I was waiting for, because I was like, yo, there's no way that these guys drop a headset that's 3D audio capability, but we're not able to do it through our TV. No, bro, that technology, that chip is coming from inside that freaking box. So if it's in that box, it should be able to go through my TV, right? So I'm happy that we got that. That was one of the things I'm like, yes, I was waiting for that update. And we got UX enhancements. And of course, like I just said, the SSD storage expansion thing. You can now add SSD on. Check PlayStation website, though, because it's still like limited type of... it's M.2 SSD storage. I'm sorry. I should have put the whole abbreviation on that. Me, I'm a tech guy, so I should have known better. You know? But yeah. Check the PlayStation websites. You know what I'm saying? Because it's still like limited certain M.2 SSD storages. You can put in these things, man. But that's pretty great that they have that option now open up for the PlayStation. The next option, and I'm hoping that they open it up for every game, is 120 hertz. Every game need the option of 120 hertz. Now, it was a whole spiel. I want to get y'all takes on this too. 30 frames per second, 60 frames per second. You know, like me personally, bro, we're in an age to where we got PS5, Xbox Series X. You have to start at 60 frames per second. Honestly, you better be starting at 120. What I like with Xbox Series X is doing, because a lot of their stuff is in 120 hertz. PlayStation is kind of playing the catch-up game on a lot of 120 hertz. I need faster refresh rates, you know? Give me that. Don't take us back down to no freaking 30 frames per second, man. 30 frames per second game after playing 60 or 120. It's like, man, it's almost like the phones, 60 hertz, 90 hertz, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, going back to 30 frames, and that's why I love that we're getting God of War, you know what I'm saying? We got great games now, God of War, 60 frames per second, Assassin's Creed, you know what I'm saying, 60 frames per second. We got Horizon Zero Dawn, you know what I'm saying? 60 frames per second update. So I'm liking these 60 frames per second updates with these older games. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that. But do better. We need 120 enabled on every game, not just games like Call of Duty. I need 120, PlayStation. Stop playing with me. let me see. It was something else I wanted to come in here and touch on. I think I pretty much touched on the details of it. Nintendo, I'm not even gonna get into the Nintendo rant, man, but it angers me to, you know what I'm saying, to see these things from Mr. Nintendo, because these guys, come on, man, y'all know better. Y'all innovation technology, y'all do a great job when y'all lead the way a lot of times on technology, you know? So this whole Bluetooth thing, man, I'm a little disappointed in Nintendo for that. It's one of those features I actually forgot. Oh, y'all sure don't have that on Switch. But now they do, so it's all cool. Oh, that's what I wanted to come here and touch about real fast. The Deathloop. Yes, how can I forget Deathloop? That's been really, really popular lately. So Shout out to Hip Hop Gamer too. He's partnered up with AMD. Man, I was happy for him that day, man. That was very special. They built him a PC while he's playing some Deathloop and other games. So after seeing Hip Hop Gamer play some Deathloop, man, Deathloop looked pretty good. Like, I'm not gonna lie, man. I was sleeping on Deathloop. But here on the podcast, I told y'all, when I seen the second trailer they had dropped for Deathloop, I was sold in. You know what I'm saying? I was resold. But the first time I seen, I was like, I don't know. Then I thought it was a PlayStation exclusive. But I was thinking, I need to see more. Man, when I seen the second trailer, I was like, oh shit, this game looks pretty good. Looks really good, you know? And now seeing Hip Hop Gamer play it, I was like, yo, them graphics look really good. You know, like, it's not so bad. And I was looking at, you know, like, my first thoughts was, do it get repetitive? You know what I'm saying? Because it's like a loop game. Like, when you die, you get to come back to that part. It's like a loop. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was like, do it get repetitive? You know, couple questions, you know, I was like, I don't know, but it's still one of them games I would have to actually get my hands on and kind of really give you a full experience. But from just looking at the homie play the game, yo, Deathloop don't look so bad. You know, I was one of those guys that was kind of sleeping on Deathloop, and it was like, I got after the second time, I was like, all right, I seen enough, I can probably see more. But then it got to a point to where I kept hearing about Deathloop. And then it was like, wait a minute. Well, not necessarily, I wouldn't say kept hearing about it, but I just say PlayStation just kept on kind of reminding us about Deathloop. So it was one of those things where it was like, yeah, you know, it's Deathloop. It did look good, but I'm tired of PlayStation talking about it. Yo, they talked about it for a good reason. Don't play with it. Deathloop looked really good. Like, it really changed my mind. It was one of, that's what Deathloop did to me, man. Yo, I'm not feeling too good about this Twisted Metal either, but you know, that's a whole nother rant. Oh, one time before we go, listen, we got the all black Sony PlayStation 5 controller. That's what I was looking for. And the all black 3D headset with the PlayStation 5. Man, It looks dope. Like, those things are sexy, man. Like a futuristic PlayStation 4 joystick. But we're going to get on out of here, man, because I'm going to check out this new update that's for the PlayStation 5. We're going to see what it's hitting on, what type of features they got. And we'll probably play one game of the duty. Probably not if you don't see me there. But I'll be live here now and then on Twitch. Be sure to follow me at Twitch, Master23Mind. IG, Master23Mind, Twitter, Master23Mind, TikTok, Master23Mind, IG too, Master23Mind, and Mastermind RGTV at IG. That's the gaming page. It goes down with the gaming podcast. Don't stop there. It just keep going everywhere. But we out, people. Game on. And Rockstar, we don't want to see no more of these Grand Theft Autos. We want GTA 6, baby. We out. Yeah, have a good one.